This is Northwest Public Radio News. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Concealed guns are now allowed on Idaho's college and university campuses if you have a permit. Governor C.L. Butch Otter signed the bill into law yesterday. The proposal drew heated criticism from heads of all eight of the state's public colleges and sparked a protest that drew hundreds to the Capitol. Also, a bill that seeks to preempt a hypothetical gun seizing order from the federal government cleared its last hurdle when it won unanimous backing in the House in Idaho yesterday. Its aim at counteracting the chance President Barack Obama will try to restrict gun ownership, something Representative Jason Monks of Meridian says is at odds with Idaho law. A federal judge in Seattle says certain immigrants cannot be held in detention without bond hearings. Tuesday's ruling stems from a complaint filed by immigrant advocates. The group represents three men who were held for months at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma without a bond hearing. At the hearing, a judge determines whether immigrants present a flight risk or a danger to the community. Thousands of acres of high-value cherry and apple orchards are at serious risk in eastern Washington behind the damaged Wanapum Dam. It turns out farmers don't have long enough straws to pump out of the Columbia River. Well, the water has been lowered there to stabilize the dam, and as correspondent Anna King reports, farmers are meeting with state officials today in Wenatchee to sort out the water crunch.
Spring's about to fully pop, and eastern Washington irrigation districts are getting ready, cleaning out canals and testing pipes. So farmers are alarmed the Columbia River has been lowered beyond their reach. Washington state officials say there could be thousands to millions of dollars of prime pear, cherry, and apple orchards at risk. Irrigation districts and farmers are scrambling to secure additional water pumps and pipes to reach the river, but they'll need multiple permits. Bud Hover is the director of the Washington State Department of Agriculture.
We've been in consultation, obviously, with both ecology and fish and wildlife, and they have assured us that, you know, that they will expedite these permits and do everything they can to get these things through in a you know, very timely fashion.
Hover estimates there are hundreds of permits to run through and just a few weeks left before irrigation water becomes critical. I'm Anna King in Richland.
President Clinton had a legal defense fund in the 1990s. Now, Washington Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen wants all state elected officials to have that option. The four-term Democrat is motivated by his own ethics troubles. Owen faces a formal ethics hearing this fall on a charge he used public resources to support an anti-bullying nonprofit that he operates.
It's really unconscionable when you think about it that you would say to somebody, we're going to limit your ability to raise the money to defend yourself when we know that this could cost thousands of dollars, guilty or not.
This year, Owen has worked behind the scenes for legislation that would allow state officers to set up an ethics defense trust fund, but the proposal died without a vote. Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler confirms there were concerns about how this would play with the voting public.
My wife says it looks bad. No, she's a pretty good test of things.
Lieutenant Governor Owen says he plans to fight his ethics charge. The legislature has passed a measure that would exclude producers of marijuana and marijuana-infused products from qualifying for agriculture tax breaks. The measure passed the House yesterday on a 55-42 vote and now heads to Governor Jay Inslee's desk. Under the bill, the industry would be excluded from three dozen different tax breaks, largely surrounding agricultural production.